Hey guys, welcome back to the Geeks Advocates. It's your boy Rain with my co-host
Liko.
And we're here today to give you guys some awesome content. But first, Bleeku, how have you been?
I'm trying to recover over here. You guys, he is so shady right before we started this podcast today. He didn't even give me a chance to, like, get back to normal. Okay. Anyway, I'm good. Been busy. I'm always busy. I know that's always my thing, but I do a lot of things, you guys. I have multiple jobs, and none of them are illegal, so I feel like I'm still doing okay.
Right.
Trying to get back into Twitch again. I did kind of fall off here at the new year, but there was a lot of stuff going on. I will be filming a setup, I guess, tutorial, or just to kind of show what my setup is and stuff for Twitch, because that was requested, so that's still coming in the new year. Following up with my acting classes, trying to book more auditions in the new year. I did just get a call back for one, so I'm excited about that. And I'm also excited about Ivy Park and Adidas, and he was just making fun of me for that. But listen, there's not many collaborations I get excited about, but Beyonce and Adidas are two things that I like, and Rain is being quite shady.
I am, because you don't have to see the shoe. You don't have to. You only have to know what it looks like. As long as she puts it out.
See? You didn't even have to do that. You're not going to do the beehive like that, first of all.
Don't care what size you get. As long as you get the
shoe. You know what? I'll be walking around here with some floppy shoes. Nobody is doing that. Okay. Now, I will say, I am not that bad. So I feel like I'm going to look at it first and see what I like. I will buy what I like. I don't buy everything just because Beyonce's name is on it. I'm really feeling like the color selection that she made, though, because the burgundy and orange look really good together. And you wouldn't think that, but when you see the photos and stuff, and yeah, some of it is fan servicey. He made fun of that, and I get it.
So are them shoes.
Huh?
She sold them shoes.
She did sell the shoes. The shoes would already sell themselves because they're cute. And the design, like, you pay attention to the details and stuff that she put into those shoes. I love it. I'm definitely going to get a pair of shoes. I don't know so much about the other things because I don't know pricing and stuff on that. And Beyonce's a billionaire. I am not.
Right.
But I do want to at least pick up a couple of pieces from the collection. And you know, it says that the prices are from like $25 to $250, and $250 is a payment, so I don't know about that, Beyonce. Right. I'm saving up for that next concert, girl, so it might have to be a one and done for me. I don't know. But it's still like exciting to see, and I like the photos. I'm like out here like, yes, yes, Beyonce, swipe, double tap, yes.
They're good. From a photographer standpoint, too, like I like the photos.
Right, you know, I mean, I've been double tapping on those photos. So yeah, I'm excited about that. And how about when I opened up Instagram just now, there's a picture of Janelle Monáe, who I also like, and she's rocking the Ivy Park. So you're not going to sit here and tell me that this is not a fire collection.
I'm not saying it's not, I'm just saying.
She's twirling. Yes, Janelle, twirl, twirl.
Oh man.
So don't come for me. Beyonce knows what she's doing and she doesn't put out trash. So.
Yeah, on a serious note, yes. They look dope. So
anyway, what are you up to after I'm done like standing and sounding like a complete super fan?
I've been doing nothing but working, photography of course, trying to push the brand out. It's been cool. Learning a lot of stuff so that I can get better. And also on the side, I've just been reading some comic books. One that I picked up is Naomi. It's a DC comic book. It's sort of new. I think it came out towards the end of last year. And I like it. I bought the season one. So it has, I think, 6 or 7 comics in it. And it's been pretty good. So
that's cool. All right. What are you doing cosplay-wise then? Because for me, I'm making 2020 my year of quality over quantity.
cool.
Which means I'm not going to have a lot of costumes because I have so many other projects. But I want to make the costumes that I do wear outside of the ones that have already, like, been started and completed. I want to level up a little bit. I want to learn things that I haven't done before. And I don't know. It's just, like, I want to do it to make it a challenge.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, like, I've already worn Junko, and I'll probably do that one. And there's a couple of others that were in progress and just need a little touch-up. Mm-hmm. But the other stuff, I'm going to save. But I plan on taking it to MomoCon, and I'm excited about it because it's going to be interesting. I get to work with, like, I don't know if it'll be armor so much, maybe a little bit.
Ooh.
But, well, that I know one version of the character has armor, but I don't think I'm going to do that one first.
Yeah.
I just can't remember in full detail if the actual default costume has armor or not. There's a lot going on. It's really involved. It is from a video game, but I'm not saying any more than that.
Oh, boo. Okay, yep. That's fine.
But what about that's you?
Cosplay-wise, I haven't made anything. I thought about buying something this time. Mm-hmm. And I think I mentioned it before, like with the Spider-Man and stuff like that. But I don't know what I'm looking at, per se. I think last week I looked at Gantz, because I used to like the Gantz movies.
Yeah. Remember that Gantz was the bomb.
Yeah, and I read the manga up to a certain point. I can't remember where I stopped at, but
did you see Gantz Zero? It's on yes. Netflix.
Yeah, I watched that.
I watched that, and that sparked my interest in it again. I used to want to make those suits, but I'm like, if I'm going to do that, I need the little nodes on it and stuff to glow. And
right
at that time, I didn't know a whole lot about electronics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not on that level.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. I haven't sewn anything in a very long time, so I just have to, like, really go back into learning how to sew again. It felt like I was wasting my time with that and not putting it so much into photography, so I kind of, like, stopped sewing and then worked on photography, so.
What do you mean you're wasting your time with it? Because you couldn't do it right off the bat? It takes practice, just like anything else.
Oh, no, that's not it. I mean, I made a few of mine. I think the last one I've made was actually Marcus's from Tuskegee Airs Legend of a Boy. I think that's what it's pronounced. Mm-hmm. I made that one. So I'm decent at sewing. It's just there was still stuff I needed to learn, and I took that time and I just put it into photography. But I'm going to get back into it because I really do want to make some, like, bodysuit type stuff and also get into armor as well for later this year.
It's one of those things, just like anything else, it takes practice. Just like with photography. You know, it took practice for you to be able to do that. And I think ultimately it boils down to where do you want to invest your time.
Right.
If the photography is more important, then yeah, I see it because it's also very expensive.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're going to have to, I guess, omit the cosplay stuff and the sewing. Mm-hmm. But you need to do that. At some point, you need to pick it back up. And get grinding, man, because that's how I did it.
Yeah, I
agree. You know, I didn't start off knowing how to do this stuff. I can't tell you how many things I have been unhappy with and thrown away, have never seen the light of day, how many costumes I made and then decided I didn't like how I looked in them. And they never saw the light of day. Like, I'm not joking. Like, full-on costumes I have made and never posted, wow. Said anything about. Just because I was unhappy with it. But I guess that's just like the perfectionist part of me or whatever that, you know, I guess in a way I've kind of always been quality over quantity, but I used to let the pressure of always having a new cosplay get to me. Yeah. Now I'm like, screw it, because I'm going to just make what I want to make. And that way I know that when I make it, it's genuine and there's actually meaning behind everything that I do, and I'm not just bandwagoning.
Gotcha.
I'm not like Hayden. People do what you want to do, but as for me, that is what I will be doing.
That's cool. I just got to figure out this whole armor one. Anyway.
Well, armor tutorials are everywhere now, and that's what I'm currently like tinkering with before I try to take on that cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though a lot of it is made out of like the EVA foam, it can get expensive if you're sitting here tinkering and trial and error and stuff like that.
Right.
Initially, it's not crazy expensive, but like I know that they've come out with more and more different things for you to be able to upgrade your skills, but not all of them are cheap. Warbla is not cheap. I think I bought half a sheet and it was like $50. And that was with a discount. It is good that you can use it for multiple things. You don't really ever have scraps because you can always melt it down and build it into something else, be it like pieces. And I actually have a little, the little containers. Mm-hmm. And it's full of Warbler scraps.
How big is the sheet?
I don't remember. Because at this point, it's been like scaled down into a bunch of like small pieces. Yeah, but originally it was pretty massive.
Okay.
But I don't think that I would ever want to build a full costume out of solely Warbla. I would want to use that for accent pieces and maybe like stuff on the outside. Yeah. I learned the hard way. I think I've said this before on the podcast that you have to line the inside of that stuff.
I remember.
It's not a good look, man. I'm trying to tell you. I was so scared to take that off. It got stuck to me because I didn't line it. But yeah, we'll learn together. How about that? We will learn it together and we can help each other with our fails and, right. And
yeah, that'd be cool. I really want to get back into making my own stuff and going to conventions as a cosplayer and not just as a spectator and photographer. It's a different feeling.
Yeah, it is. All right, so on to the next topic. What are you watching? Because I'm excited. I finally watched The Mandalorian. Did you watch it?
I did.
I love that show.
Yeah.
It was really good. At first, I was like, okay, so I've already expressed on here before. I haven't seen all the Star Wars movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was really reluctant to watch it because I don't want to be lost and not know what's going on because I don't understand anything that's happening. But it was really good. And I feel like part of it had to do with Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda had subliminal messages immersed inside of his eyes. It was like hypnotic. And it's like come to the dark side, even though I'm not the dark side, but Star Wars. So there you go. Now go watch the rest.
That's funny. The fact that you watched Mandalorian, well, a friend of mine also, he watched the other movies, but watching Mandalorian got him to watch like the animated Clone Wars. He hates animated stuff, so like for him to go that route, maybe for you with this show will get you to watch a movie. I don't know. Maybe.
No, I'm gonna watch it. Actually, I was talking to somebody recently about that whole aspect and they're like, what? You've never seen Star Wars? Everybody has that reaction because they know that I'm into all the comics and like nerdy stuff, so
mm-hmm.
They're always like really surprised that I haven't watched all these movies.
Yeah.
And yeah. I don't know. I guess because when I was like, you know, little or whatever, that wasn't in my like realm. It wasn't in my, you know, field of vision, I guess, just because mm-hmm. nobody around me was really watching that, into it. I had no idea what it was. And I didn't really even discover anything about it until I started going to conventions, if we're going to be real.
Okay.
And I thought it looked cool, but I was never so like enthralled by it as to actually go out and seek the films to watch them, you know?
Yeah. I think the fandom was always better for me because this is when like YouTube kind of like just kind of started where uh-huh. people would do like the lightsaber fights and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of pushed me to go back to watch the older ones, because those were inspired by episodes, I think it's 4, 5, and 6. Well, basically the 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like that kind of inspired me to go back and watch the older ones.
Well, what advice I have been given by people who are fans of it is to watch the older ones first and then just tolerate the new ones. So, I mean, I did watch The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
But that's literally, like, the only one out of the new series that I've seen.
Like, I don't know. They're not bad. The last one, I wasn't a fan of. But...
But, you know, I've heard mixed...
Same here.
Yeah,
right.
Like, I've heard mixed opinions about that.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Whenever you watch it, just let me know and we'll see what happens there. What you watch anything else? Mean? Huh? Because I don't want to spoil anything, and I'm horrible at, like, spoiling stuff sometimes, and I don't want to spoil anything, so.
Okay, well, anyway.
I'm always like, yeah, just let me know when you get to wherever, and then we'll just talk about it then.
I know The Witcher is out. I haven't watched it, but it is in my queue. I've only watched one episode. Yeah, I know. I get distracted by so many other things. There's always new things launching, and I have, like, streaming ADD. I don't know. There needs to be a term for that because so much new stuff comes out that I lose interest in the old stuff, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, it's all right, but it's not great. I don't even think I finished the first episode because I had to go to work. I was, like, watching it while I was getting ready, and I just never went back to it. So maybe that's a part of it, too, but I do want to finish watching that. Did you see it?
I watched the entire thing. I remember we talked about how I should, like, watch it one episode, like, a week or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about actually doing that, taking your advice on that, and no, it didn't happen. No, it didn't happen. Don't lie to me.
It don't lie to me, and don't lie to this audience. Don't let him lie to y'all. I was going to try it. You had no intent.
I had. It was, when I first started
it. You made it known. No, sir. Sir. You made it fully known that episode that you had no intent of stretching it out and trying to, like.
I changed. Like,
make an actual season out of it. You said you were going to binge watch.
Yeah, that was my initial intent. Was to binge watch it. And then I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just watch this one episode. And then I'll catch the other one maybe a couple of days later. So I can spread it out over my vacation that I had. And then I woke up Sunday at the very last episode. So it wasn't even like a full weekend that I binge watched that whole thing. And it was good. It was good.
That is sad.
I think Henry Cavill did an amazing job. But I'll let you watch it and be a judge for yourself.
Oh, I was already going to watch it because of Henry Cavill. I am a fan. I am a fan of fan service. And I haven't seen or played The Witcher, like any of the gameplay or any of that. But I'm interested enough now to want to, like, check it out.
Yeah. You know? They said because of the series that the game sales and streamings have went up a lot.
Of course it did.
So, super because, smart.
Exactly. They are smart enough to pick up on that. And much like me, many people are like, oh, so that's what that's about. Let me go do my Googles and my researching. Okay, so now I'm going to change gears. This is something you have probably never watched, but I'm about to have another Stan moment, okay?
Okay.
Netflix. We're back to Netflix again, right?
Right.
RuPaul has a show called AJ and the Queen. I am currently in the middle of this show, and I love this show so much. I love RuPaul so much. Let me tell you, this brother has been out here for literal years and has only gotten bigger and bigger because of things like Drag Race. I mean, he's awesome himself, but Drag Race definitely helped to, like, I guess, give him more notoriety and stuff.
Right.
Because I know a lot of people watch that every single season. I'm behind because, like I said, I have ADD with all of these different shows that come out. And then I, you know, but I do, like, watch stuff that he's in, and I really like him. And he is so good in this show. And I know that it's about drag queens and stuff. But when I tell you, even if you're not into that, you could still find a reason to enjoy this show. It's really funny, but then it actually has thought put into it. He integrates, like, historical facts that you don't even realize that you're being taught about people and their accomplishments and stuff that you That's may cool. or may not know about. So it's kind of educational in a way. The kid on the show has so much attitude and is, like, probably one of the shadiest people on the show. Shadier than the drag queens in some cases. In some cases, she drags the queens. And it's awesome. And that's why I feel like you would really like that show. You may not be into that.
I'll check it out.
But I'll just give it a shot.
Is it like a sitcom? Like, not sitcom, I'm sorry. No. Like a reality show? Or is
no,
it
no, no.
More...
it's not a reality show. It's an actual, like, scripted series.
Oh.
Yeah. So, okay. Basically, the story, RuPaul plays this character whose real name is Robert, but for a good portion of the series, he plays a character called Ruby Red. And Ruby Red is his drag name. So, Ruby Red, God, I don't want to give away too much, but we'll say he goes on an adventure, and the little kid comes along for the adventure.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check it out for sure.
Yeah, like they're traveling to Texas, so they go through different cities and stuff, and you just get to see what happens to them along the way, and both of them have really big personalities, so you know what that's like. When two people with really big personalities are forced to interact with each other, sometimes it's volatile, but sometimes it can be really cool.
Yeah, I definitely put it in my queue.
So you guys, if you haven't seen it, you need to check it out also. And if you have seen it, hit us up on Instagram and tell me what you think about the show. I know it is outside of like the normal stuff that we talk about, nerddom and all of that, but that's not the only thing. I like to be outside of the box too. And honestly, drag culture has so much influence on our current culture.
It does.
And you don't even know it. Because a lot of people do not give them the shine that they deserve, and they don't call attention to it. And definitely RuPaul is one of those people that is an iconic staple. Like, if you don't know him, you're going to learn today. Look it up. Check out his catalog. And, you know, it's, I don't know, it just makes me really happy. It's hard to make me laugh out loud with the show. That made me do it several times. I'm only in, like, maybe, like, episode 3.
Cool.
Okay, so, my last show that I'm watching. Okay, the other day, I posted this thing about the chickens. Marshawn Lynch had an interview. Marshawn Lynch played for Seattle Seahawks. And he had an interview, and I guess they asked him, like, if he had advice for younger players and stuff in the NFL.
Right.
So he's made a comment about, like, take care of your chickens, take care of I was like, what does that mean? I'm still trying to figure out what that means. Is that code for children? Is it code for money? I don't know. Anyway, he is like, I love this dude because he's one of the realest people I've ever seen give an interview. No, he doesn't play for any of the teams that, like, I regularly follow, but as an individual, yes, I like Marshawn Lynch. I want him to be my life coach. Okay. And so apparently Marshawn Lynch has a show on Facebook Watch, and it's called No Script. I was like, oh my God. And as my friend quoted, it's Marshawn Lynch being Marshawn Lynch in all these different situations.
That is hilarious.
I was like, that's exactly what I want to see, man. That's what I signed up for. So I watched one episode so far, and I loved it. I love this episode because it's just like, he is not sugarcoating anything. It is unscripted, and he is authentically him no matter what. And I love when people are like that. The episode I saw, he was going to a racetrack, and he got to do donuts and spin outs and stuff in his car. He basically broke the car. And I don't think people are prepared for that. So there's just random things in the episode where I'm just cracking up. It's really funny, you guys. Even if you're not a football fan, I feel like you should still watch it. You would laugh. You would be really entertained because, like I said, he is authentically him always, and I love that. So
take care of your chickens.
Yes, take care of your chickens.
I think he's talking about money.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he's talking about money. That's what I took from it.
Did you watch that clip?
I seen it on Facebook about 2 days ago.
I'm gonna play the clip. I just found it. So you guys, if we get in trouble from the NFL, it's whatever. We ain't making any money off this podcast. Sure, anyway.
Right? Not yet.
Okay, so here we go.
Now, I done been on the other side of a retirement, and it's good when you get over there and you can do what the f*** you want to. So I tell y'all right now while y'all in it, take care of y'all bread. So when y'all done, you go ahead and take care of yourself. So while y'all at it right now, take care of y'all bodies. You know what I mean? Don't take care of y'all chicken. You feel me? Don't take care of y'all mentals. Because, look, we ain't lasting that long. You know, I had a couple of players that I played with that, you know what I mean? They no longer here no more. They no longer. So, I mean, you feel me? Start taking care of y'all mentals, y'all bodies, and y'all chicken for when y'all, you know, ready to walk away. You walk away and you be able to do what you want to do. But I appreciate it. Thank y'all.
I was just like, what does that mean? Take care of y'all chickens. Like,
take
what?
Care of your mentals.
Your mentals, your chickens.
I'm pretty sure what he's saying is like 100% beneficial. He's telling you how it is, but in his way.
Exactly. And that's why I appreciate him. I said, I want him to be my life coach. I want you to tell me about my chickens. I want you to keep it 100 with me. So mm-hmm. I really respect that dude. And according to my friend, like, apparently they love the crap out of him out there in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like it's well deserved.
Yeah, I can see myself now, like, okay, so chickens. Taking out my notebook and, like, writing it down. Chickens.
Take care mental of my chickens.
Mental. Okay.
So, anyway, are you watching anything other than stuff that I mentioned?
Other than The Witcher and Mandalorian, I have been watching The Magicians Season 4. Actually, I finished Season 4. I love that show. It's different. It's on sci-fi, like, I guess sci-fi late night. It has to be, because it's
sci-fi rated. After dark? They got it after dark?
I think they got it after dark. Yeah, it has to be.
Sci-fi. It's sci-fi be. Channel after dark.
After dark.
Yeah. See, you had to make it creepy. Yeah. Oh, I was trying to... I was trying to make it sound like
the Disney Channel, which is not. So.
No, I said sci-fi channel after dark.
Oh, okay.
And then you were like, after dark. Like the stalker in the closet. Thank you.
Well, the show is very much like so. And it's really good. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. I think all seasons are on Netflix. And season 5 just started on sci-fi after dark. So...
You are back to that creepy thing again. Listen, mm-hmm. I thought it's we discussed a while. This. It's we been, discussed this several episodes ago.
It's been a long time. But I won't. Mm-hmm. This is like a periodic thing. Definitely go check it out. I liked it. It ended very well. And I look forward to catching season 5 when it shows up on Netflix again so I can binge watch that. So yeah, that's about it. I've been watching everything you've been watching except for RuPaul's show.
And it's not Drag Race. It's AJ and the Queen.
AJ and...
We have talked about two queens this episode, and you will respect them both.
Both.
Beyonce and RuPaul.
I've been respecting
Carry
both.
On.
But that's about it. That's all I've been watching.
Okay. On to that new for you. That is our Hot Topic segment. And first up, I have a few... trailers that have come out. You may be excited for some of them and not all of them, but I'm definitely excited for all three. Actually only included things I was excited about. So first place, I have A Quiet Place Part 2. You know what? You are so petty. You didn't have to do that. Did you watch the first one?
I did.
You didn't like it?
I did.
So why'd you go,
I said, yeah. I didn't think that would be one that you would have picked. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I don't think I ever heard you talk about the first one.
I didn't because I saw it way after it came out.
Oh, okay.
So it was just one of those things I just watched because it popped up. I think it was like Amazon Prime or something like that. And I randomly watched it. But it was pretty good. You know, Jim from The Office, John Krasinski. He was in the first one. And it was him. His real life wife was also his wife in the movie and their kids. And... like, if you guys have seen it, it's like another alien invasion sort of situation, but they can't make any sounds because these things will kill them. Well, that's the plot of the first movie. The second movie does not have Krasinski back in it. And if you haven't seen the first one, I don't want to spoil it, but it's been out long enough that can't really talk more about that without spoiling it. Let's just say he's not in it. But the wife, Emily Blunt, is in there, and both children are. So you can probably guess based upon that. Cillian Murphy is in this movie, and I do not trust him. I saw him in the trailer, and I was like, I have to look. I could not remember his name. It was killing me. But he never plays, like, characters that are on the right side of things, you know?
Right.
He was in Batman as Scarecrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then he is in Peaky Blinders 28 Days Later, which I guess wasn't so, so bad or whatever.
Right.
And
Inception.
Okay, see, I never saw that. But I'm just saying, it's not that he's a nice-looking dude, but he always plays, like, these shifty characters, and that's why I don't trust him in this trailer. But you have the same story going on, except this time you kind of have the human threat aspect added on to it, similar to something like what's going on with The Walking Dead, where the humans are almost as bad as the zombie threat in The Walking Dead. They're almost as bad as those aliens in this. So, did you watch the trailer?
I did. It looked like it starts off like right after the first one, but it also looked like they showed some stuff that happened when they first got invaded, I guess. So I'm looking forward to seeing like where these creatures came from and how it all started. But the trailer looked dope. And like you, I'm very suspicious of what's his face?
Yeah, Cillian Murphy. I think that's how you say his name. I'm so sorry if I butchered your name. But I've like, never heard anyone say it out loud. I've only seen it in credits.
Yeah, I don't know. Like you said, he never really plays like the good guy. He's not always the bad guy. He's somewhere like in the middle, or he's just not the good guy. So we'll figure it out.
The next one is another horror movie genre, of course, because you know me.
Mm-hmm.
Hansel and Gretel, or Gretel and Hansel, whatever they called it. I think they reversed it. Whatever. The point is, it's that same old story that you know about the two kids getting lost in the woods, and then they meet the witch, yada yada. Except that it looks like it's going to be closer to the original story because it looks really dark. And almost has, like, these Conjuring vibes. Have you seen The Conjuring? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so it kind of gives me, like, Conjuring vibes as far as how that, the look of the movie and how it feels, like, the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
The imagery, to me, is a 10, just so far. It looks great. The minute that witch comes out the house, I don't trust her because she looks scary, right? If I were a little kid, I would be scared. You didn't see it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, if I saw her, I would be scared on sight if I was a little kid. And I am still bothered by the fact that Orion has not changed or upgraded their little, like, logo intro thing. Why is this still happening? It looks like the same one from the 80s.
Someone there must think it's cool. Has to be.
Yes, but you have HD pictures of space now. It ain't that hard. I know that might be petty. That might be petty, but at the same time, it looks weird. It's like you have all these, like, beautiful visuals and imagery and stuff that just draw you in from the trailer. And then when they show you, like, the producer or production company or whatever, then it looks like you backtrack in time to the 80s, and then you come back to the beautiful and gorgeous. And, like, it's just weird. It took me out of the moment. So I wasn't... It bothers me. But yeah, if you guys haven't seen that trailer, you should check it out.
We'll do.
Okay, and lastly for my trailers, this is completely left from the horror movie stuff. Bill and Ted Face the Music. Did you ever watch the Bill and Ted movies?
I did, but I didn't know there was another trailer for a new one.
Yes, and Keanu and Alex Winter, they're the people that originally played Bill and Ted, and they are both back for this movie. And you have William Sadler, who's back in here, where I haven't heard that name in literal years, but he used to be in a ton of stuff. And he's a good actor. But what made me sad is, unfortunately, we're not going to have Rufus this time.
Yeah.
Because George Carlin is gone. May he rest in peace. And he is one of my favorite comedians. because he was not a person that liked to sugarcoat things. He was direct, and he was blunt and abrasive, and I was here for it. George Carlin was, like, to me, the Caucasian version of Red Fox. couldn't you see that? Yeah.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
The guy who played Fred Sanford, if you don't know who Red Fox is. But, like, if you actually heard Red Fox's stand-up, it was not remotely PG or any of that stuff the way that the show was. It was real. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yes, they were on different levels because they come from different backgrounds, but I still feel like they had a lot of similarities, and I love them both for different reasons. Anyway, he's not in the movie. But the premise of this movie is that they're both middle-aged and warned by a visitor from the future of the need for them to create a song that will save all of life on Earth and the entire universe. So they work with their families, old friends, and famous musicians and each other to complete the task. How do you feel about that?
I'm gonna watch it. That's about it. I'm gonna watch it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I need to find the trailer because I had no idea that there was a trailer. I remember some of the Instagram posts and some of the pictures of them together. And I think they did like a little video together, but I did not know that a trailer was put out. So I'm excited.
Well, there's not an actual trailer out yet, but they do have a first look, which is kind of similar too, because it shows you some behind the scenes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I know where I first heard about it that made me research it further was, I think it was like Entertainment Tonight or one of those shows that comes on that talks about all the different things happening in Hollywood.
Right.
And so it made me want to know more about it. But it is happening. It is in production. And I'm excited to see it.
I am too.
Blast from the past.
I have. Everybody remembers the movie Hook with Robin Williams. Well, sci-fi.
R.I.P. Robin.
Yeah, R.I.P. Robin. But sci-fi, after 30 years since the movie's been out, they're coming out with their own twist on the idea of Peter Pan, and it's called The League of Pan, and it's going to be a limited series, and there's not a whole bunch of information on it, like who's in it and stuff so far, but I know it's involving like the grown-up estranged Wendy Darling and the Lost Boys, and they have to return to Neverland. So I like the Peter Pan story. I'm excited for it. I'm looking forward to seeing what sci-fi does with it. Did you know anything about it, or what's your idea on it?
I didn't even hear anything about this, so I can't comment on that, but I have two questions. One, mm-hmm. is it a cult? Because it sounds like one. And two, is Michael Jackson in it? I feel like both of these things are valid commentary and questions. I don't know how I feel about this movie. I don't think any of us asked for it, for one. Mm-hmm. Two, it's without Robin Williams, I can't see it, and I kind of feel a way about it continuing on something that one of the major actors is gone. That's why I didn't even bring up the fact that one of the things that I heard about recently was Kill Bill 3. You know?
Oh,
Bill is gone. Yeah.
It is right.
Bill is gone. So the only thing Kill Bill 3 could be, to be perfectly honest, is that whole feud between the bride, aka Uma Thurman, and Vernita Green's daughter.
Right. Because in the future, yeah.
Yeah, because you remember there was that scene where she came in, basically killed her mama in front of her and said, if you feel a way about it, come see me when you grow up.
Right.
So that's literally the only thing they could make it about. But then why even call it Kill Bill?
Exactly.
It could be like a different name and just, you know, like how it could be something like, I don't know, Vernita's Revenge, or I don't, you know what I mean? But,
yeah, I know what you mean.
So you know that it's still related to Kill Bill, but not call it that. Bill is dead, so there's no longer the killing. Unless it's going to be Zombie Bill, it doesn't make any sense.
I hope not. Well, I hope not. I don't want a Zombie Bill.
And when I don't it comes either, because that's disrespectful, number one.
Right.
And number two, I don't know, like, let it be a classic the way that it was, you know?
It ended just fine.
Right.
And again, I like the idea of well, somewhat of the two daughters going at it, but they don't really have any beef towards each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't, I don't know. I don't know about that. In terms of sci-fi, I don't know why they would tie it to Hook of all movies.
Yeah.
Because there's been other Peter Pan versions. So I don't know. We'll see where it goes. If it ever really happens. It's something that I know has just been working on.
Yeah, but I was going to say, like, I don't understand that either. Why would they connect that to Hook instead of making it its own thing?
Right. I don't know.
It doesn't really make sense. And if you don't have any of the same actors, if you don't have, well, Dustin Hoffman obviously would not be in it, but like,
right.
Robin Williams is gone. Like, what are we doing? I guess I would need to know more about it before I know if I'd ever want to see it.
Yeah, I have to see a trailer. I have to see something, you know what I mean? Not just what the article is saying. Because the article doesn't really give a lot. It's just talking about the Lost Boys and Wendy, called The League of Pan. I don't even know if it's going to be... It's going to be a series, not just a movie. So, I don't know. I have no idea what the direction they're going, coming from the Hook storyline. Next up is news about the director of Doctor Strange leaving due to creative differences with Marvel. They haven't put out too much information on it. I know the director is Scott Derrickson, and he just had differences and left. And I liked the first movie.
So he's the same director from the first movie?
I believe he was part of the first movie.
Okay.
And I know that they were changing things up with this movie, with it being more of a, I guess, a horror-type movie. I guess maybe there were some differences in that, but there's no specific details, probably due to legal stuff. So what's your opinion on that? Do you think that him leaving, being part of the last one, would change anything since they were already going to change it to begin with?
I don't know, because there's a lot of factors we don't know about with that movie. Mm-hmm. Them changing to be a horror movie is already going to be vastly different. I'm just wait for the trailer, and I'm not going to pass any judgment to the trailer, because I personally enjoyed the first Doctor Strange so much so that I pretended to be him on New Year's Eve. So that's a story for another day.
All right. Next up, I have Final Fantasy being delayed a month.
Why do you do this to me? I don't deserve this.
The Final Fantasy VII remake was supposed to come out March 7th, and it will be coming out now April 10th. Now, the issue is that it's coming out the same month Cyberpunk is coming out.
That's not an issue. I'm playing both.
See, that's what I said. And my friends looked at me like I was insane. And it's hard for me.
Listen, I'm playing that no matter when it comes out. I'm playing it. It can come out in 2021. I'm still playing it. So there's no competition there for me. Both of those games were already in the shopping cart for me in pre-orders. So it's just a matter of fact of when can I play my game? When is it going to be in my hand?
April 10th, 2020, you will have that game.
I'm still mad about that, though, because now I got to wait. But
you got to wait extra 32 days. But I'm excited for it. Hopefully, it's just them cleaning things up. Well, that's what I'm hoping for.
All I got to say is I respect when they push it back for the reason that there are usually valid reasons in why they do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I get this game, listen to me, Square Enix, straight up. If I get this game late already and there's still an issue with my game, we are going to box. I love you, but we are going to box, because you're making all of us wait an additional month, so there better not be any flaws. This game better be Beyonce level flawless. Okay,
well, you want a lot. Okay,
I do. I want a lot. I expect a lot, because this game has been in development for years.
Yeah, I heard it's a full, even though it's part of, like, they're breaking up the entire game into parts.
I'm not even happy with that either, you know?
But I hear this one part is, like, digging deeper into some of the stuff they couldn't really put into the game the first time. So it's a full game on its own. Like, you're still going to get that long set of hours that you put into a JRPG. So I'm happy about that.
That makes me feel a little bit better because initially I was like, I get why that first game was like split up because it was on the PS, was it one?
Right.
And it didn't have the capacity to hold all of that content in one disc. So yeah, it makes sense. But now we're out here with terabyte hard drives. So I was kind of wondering why it was still split up that way. But if they've added more content to the story and stuff, then I get it. And
yeah, that's what I read on. And I even looked at the collector's edition. I'm not going to get it. I want
to. You
don't
want Cloud on the bike?
Yo. Okay. I've been
you
very
paid
quiet.
For a baby
wait.
Jar?
See, that's that's why I've been quiet.
Cloud on a bike?
I've been quiet about my purchases and my choices since I bought Baby James, which is, if you don't know.
I forgot you named that
thing. If you don't know, it's the collector's edition from Kojima's latest game. I can't remember the name of the game. I haven't played it in so long.
Wow, Death Stranding.
Death Stranding, yes. It put like this. My friend said,
I'm sorry, Kojima. He didn't mean to disrespect you.
I didn't mean to, but I didn't.
I stopped playing it.
And I know how it ends now. So it doesn't even matter.
It does matter. I'm sure Baby James doesn't feel that way. You're telling him that he doesn't matter?
Nah,
okay.
I just feel bad that I spent that much money.
I hope that the goo people take you out and he does not save you. Okay?
I hope not. Because I got far enough to respect the game. I just didn't get far enough to beat it. But I've been quiet. So, you know, I can't talk about spending money on collector's editions when I have a baby fetus on my table. I want to get it. It's like $350-something. And it comes with a lot of stuff. But it's a lot of money. So,
has anybody been to your residence since that baby has been on the shelf? I just want to know if you've ever had to explain why you have a baby in a jar on your shelf.
Not yet. No. I think was my nephew here? I think my nephew questioned it, but he's like 5, so it doesn't even.
Uncle Wayne, why do you have the baby in a jar on your shelf?
Like, is that a baby? Like, yeah. Yeah, that's an expensive baby right there. It don't do much. I might sell it.
Can I play with him?
Nah, too much. Nah, that's going to stay right there. But yeah, I might sell it. To all you Geek Advocate fans, if you're looking to buy a baby, I may be putting it on sale on Instagram.
You know what? Out of context, that sounds so bad. I'm out here selling a baby, y'all. And I'm taking bids.
It will be on eBay starting at
$50. Oh, my God.
But yeah, I want the Final Fantasy Collector's Edition. It's just a whole lot of money. And I'm trying to be better with what I spend my money on in 2020.
But see, that makes more sense to me because it's iconic and it's something that's like, it's a nostalgia aspect to it, you know?
Yeah. I think what pushed me to get the collector's editions of Death Stranding is that it was Kojima's first title in his first studio, of his own studio. So I was like, let me support him to the max. And I was hoping to get maybe a little bit more. I'm not fully disappointed with the collector's edition of it. It's still pretty cool, and the game was pretty dope, and it came with a lot of in-game content. Mm-hmm. But when I got the pre-order, I was thinking it was maybe like $150 or $120, not $200 up. So it kind of hit hard then. And then, of course, your shade and then the shade of my friends didn't help with the whole idea that, A, I didn't beat the game, but yet I spent $220 on a baby. So
it wasn't shade. I was stating facts. Sir, facts.
You said you spent what? On what? I don't know. We'll see how this whole Final Fantasy VII Collector's Edition thing go. If I do get it, I'll do another unboxing like I did last time. Maybe one little longer. And show you guys what I get.
Cool.
And lastly, and we spoke about this series once before, and that is Death Note. And they are returning after 14 years for a manga, 87-page I guess, continuation. What do you think about that?
What the? Listen. See, I thought you were, I was already trying to like rev myself up for what I was about to hear, because I thought you were about to say they're going to make another season on Netflix, and no.
Oh, no.
Please, God, no. But even this is worse, almost, because I did not like the way that the comic ended in the first place, or the manga ended. Why are we continuing it? Like,
my hands
what's
are up.
Left? What is left to explain? It ended poorly. And unless they're going to retract some things and decisions that they made, there's really no point. I would like to be excited about it, and I'll probably still check it out just out of sheer curiosity. But I don't see what the point is.
Same here. But then again, I didn't read the manga at all, really. I read a few.
I still have them on my shelf. I have my shelf.
I remember you telling me and your dissatisfaction with the ending.
Well, because they could have stopped at like book, what was it, 7 or 8? And they went all the way to 13, which tells you how much of it was just like, okay, we're done here.
Right.
When your battle with the main antagonist and protagonist is over.
So is your show?
Yeah, basically.
Naruto doesn't believe that.
Shonen Jump doesn't believe that, okay? Let's be real.
There's always a new one around the corner.
Everything with Shonen Jump. There's always a new one.
Yeah, I agree, though. I don't see why. Nobody, like you said, nobody asked for it. And I guess somebody has some ideas they want to get out and make official. So I'm going to read it.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out. I've actually been thinking about getting a tablet just to read mangas and stuff off of that. Mm-hmm. Because I have one on my phone, but I want the larger page size, you know?
Yeah, I got what you're saying.
Yeah, I want to get my comic book app. I used to have it on my phone, but I deleted it because it was just, I got tired of like zooming in for stuff because some of the print looks really tiny when you scale it down like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be something that I would definitely check out when I do so.
Are you reading any mangas as of late?
I don't have time to read, period. The gotcha. Only time that I'm reading is for class as of late. So when I finally some way managed to get my schedule to be more consistent and I actually know when I'm going to have free time, then yeah.
Gotcha.
I'll figure out some new stuff to read. I do want to get back into actual American comics too, so
yeah, it's been a while. They've gotten better.
Yeah.
It was like a little period where it was kind of like shaky, but they've gotten better. And the reason why I asked about the manga is because I started reading the My Hero Academia manga.
I'm watching the show, but I don't have enough time to read the manga right now.
Yeah, I'm caught up on the show, and I was like, I got to keep going. So that's the binge in me, just to keep going. So I started reading the manga a lot.
So you did end up liking it. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
I told you it was a good show, man.
Mm-hmm. And that's all I have.
All right, so for the culture topic this week, I have chosen it. And my question is, do you get offended if you get unfollowed?
No.
And like, I mean, let me, I guess, clarify that. So do you get offended if you get unfollowed? Meaning like on social media, if somebody unlikes something, stops following your page, your Instagram, Twitter, whatever, do you feel a way about it and take that personally?
No, I think there's many aspects to it. One of them being maybe what you have or what you're doing, and I'm talking more so like my photography, like my business page, that if someone doesn't like my work or isn't a fan of the content that I'm putting out, or if I'm not being consistent and they unfollow me, then that's on me. And then if I have people who I think should support, and that's a weird way of saying it, but like maybe some friends or family or whatever that's involved in what I do that don't support me, then it's just on them. It's not, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. So it doesn't hurt me when people unfollow. I usually look at my numbers. I try to make sure they go up. I know sometimes they go down. And I know that's due to Instagram cleaning. I know like they do like a sweep of like fake accounts and old accounts. So sometimes my numbers do drop. But I'm not offended by it. It kind of makes me want to work a little harder sometimes to push content out. So how about you?
So, yeah, I don't really ever feel offended. I don't care because it's not that deep for me. It's social media. It's just the internet presence, honestly. Because what would you do if I wasn't on the internet? You wouldn't be able to follow me at all. All you'd have to rely on is texting and calling and stuff like that. And for me personally, if I unfollow you, 99% of the time, it's not personal. I want to leave that 1% because sometimes it is. Because sometimes, like, you might do something where I'm just like, nope, unfollowed. I'm not here for it, you know? Right. But most of the time, it's just because, like, I don't like the content. Or it's not something I want to see on my timeline. And it's no shade to people that do this sort of thing. But there have been people that I have been friends or friendly with who post a lot of, like, skimpy stuff on the daily. And it's just, like, that's how they get likes and follows and all of that. And you do you, boo, but I don't want to see that.
Right.
I don't swing that way. It's not my ministry. So we're just going to keep it moving. And I don't feel any sort of way about doing it. There's no, like, malicious intent. There's not, like, I don't like you all of a sudden because you do that. That's your lane, and you know what you do. But I don't want to see it. And a lot of times, or at least back when I was doing that more so, was before Instagram put in that mute feature. Now, when people get into that category, I still leave the follow, but I just mute their posts.
Right.
So I don't have to see it because I know people get in their feelings about it. But for me, it's not that deep. It's really not. And the only thing that actually affects, honestly, is your business pages. Because business pages, it makes a bigger difference than it does with a personal page. Personal page is yours. You can do whatever. But anything that you post on the internet is forever. So you got to keep that in mind, too. What if you ever decide to stop doing that stuff? Everybody's got, like, receipts of these things. So, like, I don't know. I just...
Yeah, it makes sense. And going along the way you was talking about how when you unfollow somebody, you really got to control, like, your content that you want to see. So when people... I know people do, like, a Facebook cleanse or Instagram cleanse, which is fine. And they don't want to see a lot of, like, the negativity and stuff on their feed. I mean, ultimately, it's up to you to kind of either mute it, unfollow, block if you have to. Like, you have to control that because ultimately that's what you allow on your page. So that's what I try to do. I really try to keep my stuff positive, and I'm not a fan of the skimpy stuff either. So I do have friends and family that are still followed, but not, they're muted, so I can't see anything. And that's just the way I roll.
I mean, that's straight up thirst traps, man. I don't care for that. If I want to see it, I know where to get it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to get on Instagram to do that. And I would rather just have people following me anyway that are genuinely there because they want to be. I've never been and never will be a person that pays for likes or follows. I don't give a crap if you unfollow me. I just assume that you had a reason for it. And I keep it moving. I don't question it. I don't sit there and, like, contemplate on it. Who cares? I got more stuff to do out here. So, you know, there have been people that I'm so glad that they put that mute feature in there because sometimes I do want to support people, but I don't want to see the content. I want to support you as a person, but I don't care for your content. You know what I mean? I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
It's not like, again, it's not personal.
It's just controlling the content that you see.
Right, because there's a lot of stuff on my feed on Instagram, and some of it I get, like, if you do it once in a while, it's not a big deal. Like me, for example, when my cosplays, everything I do is not super skimpy always. You'll see me do stuff here and there, but that's not my aesthetic. I do what I like. I do what I'm a fan of. And if it happens to be skimpy, so be it. If not, whatever. And I'm not judging people that is their aesthetic. I'm just saying I don't care to see that all over my feed every day, every time I open it up. You know? But, yeah, as far as people unfollowing me, you know, the door swings both ways. You can come, you can go, you can stay, you can leave. I don't care.
Right.
I'm still going to do me.
That's how it should be. So, yeah, as to your question, I do not get offended.
Okay. Well, that's good. So, I have a new thing I want to start, and I don't even know what to call it. But this time, I'm just going to refer to it as What the Deuce. Okay, so, you know, I'm going to try to explain where I'm coming from with this segment. It's just something I randomly thought up today out of the blue. Sometimes you just have stuff you want to rant about that bugs you. It could be stupid and petty. It could be really serious. It doesn't matter. But I think each week we're going to try to include one from the both of us. And this week, I guess I have them both because it was my idea. And it was just stuff that we talked about in conversation, and just want to throw it out there and see what the rest of you guys think. I don't know. Okay, so my first What the Deuce topic is F yo capture, son. That's what I wrote it down as. Because let me tell you something. I do not like captures. And if you don't know what those are, every now and then when you're filling out a form or something on the internet, they will ask you to do something called a captcha. And basically that weeds out the bots and, you know, just scam artists and stuff that aren't actually people.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to do that, they have you to look at these like photos. It's like a set of photos, and then they'll give you a topic. It's literally like playing the worst game you've ever played. So it'll be like, select all the cars from these photos. Okay. Well, here's the thing. What do you consider to be a photo of a car? Because sometimes, I know it sounds like basic, but when you see it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking mm-hmm. about. It will be a photo of a car, but part of it is in one cell, and then the next cell has a corner of the car. So you still including that? Because technically, the car is in that cell, too. You know?
It's like, aren't wrong. You're
right. And it's like, it's wrong. I legit did one today. It took me like 5 tries. I'm like, so am I including the stuff that's a piece of the one that's in the other cell or not? I didn't know. And that just drives me nuts because why can't we just, I don't know. Why can't they use something like numbers or patterns?
And they use the worst pictures.
Right.
The worst pic. They use like actual traffic cam pictures.
And they're so blurry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, half the time you can't tell what it is anyway. So I'm just like, whose idea was this? And how bad do I need to do the thing that I'm currently trying to do? Because I will quit. I will rage quit this right now.
The moment you see it, like, oh, you know what? It ain't even worth it.
Basically, you know, and I just, how do you guys feel about that? Because I hate them. I hate them so much. I would rather see the ones that are like the swirly words and numbers, you know what I'm talking about, where they make them wavy looking.
Yeah,
I would rather do one of those than stupid picture ones, because the picture ones drive me nuts. I had one with trees in it. What kind of trees? Because, you know, I'm like, it was so bad. They had palm trees and then they had other trees. It didn't say palm trees, but those are still trees.
Mm-hmm.
So I hate those.
You're a bot.
Right? It's like, I'm not a bot, but I'm over it. Okay, so my next one is What the Deuce location tracking apps. And the reason I say that is because I feel like I have a digital stalker at all times if I don't turn that stuff off. There's particular apps where if you don't turn off the location, they will actually run in the background as you're traveling around. And you don't even have the app open. It is always logging you and tracking where you are. So if you mm-hmm. get close to the location of the store, like, for example, Rain brought up Verizon Wireless. It'll be like, hey, you want a discount on this phone? We got this kind of special going today because we see you right outside. I'm like, how do you know I'm not going to Chipotle?
Right.
I may not be going down the street. Right. I may not be going into Verizon today. Why are you stalking me like this? I feel attacks. I feel violated that you're in my personal space. How do you feel about that?
They are watching. And I think the worst ones for me is when I leave a location. Is like, well, what you thought about that place? I'm like,
I didn't go.
Like, first of all, you're nosy. Second of all, mind your business.
Right.
Like, you don't gotta
far outside your business.
Yeah. What did you like about GameStop today? I'm like, man, I just went in there for a second. You don't gotta clock me.
I know.
Keeping track of my time like that. Like my PO. Like I got a parole officer in my pocket.
Basically, like, why you in there for so long?
Right.
Like, I feel like the questions are going to start getting more and more personal. And, like, what if I was in there and I didn't want anybody to know I was in there? What if I already feel guilty about going to GameStop and buying a game that I didn't need?
It's and then like here you Facebook.
Come. Right, trying to guilt trip me. So how's that game working out for you?
Mm-hmm. Bleeker was here at 2:30 p.m. Like,
exactly.
Oh. You're telling everybody my business.
Not only were you here, this is what you purchased. How was that game?
Right. Listen. Here's your receipt online. Yeah, I can't. It's getting to a point where it's like, I want to turn my GPS off, but I'm afraid that if I lose my phone, I won't be able to find it. So,
it's an invasion of privacy for sure. But yeah. You don't have to turn your GPS off. It's just that you have to go in individually sometimes with these apps and turn off the location tracking. Mm. Like, some of them will give you the option to track it never, to track it only when you're using the app, or to track it, I think, always.
Okay.
And so I do that a lot of the times because I don't like those messages.
Yeah,
like,
I
already have a problem with, like, purchasing things in certain stores. And when it's, like, telling me that I'm just right down the street, don't you want to come in today? No. I'm trying to do better in 2020. Stop trying to encourage me and influence me.
You're like,
I feel attacked.
Sephora will not get me again.
Exactly. Sephora, Ulta, all of them. GameStop, all the things that I'm going to actually spend money. Best Buy, Kick Rocks. I don't care. When I need you, I will. Don't come for me unless I send for you. Is what
that
I'm
is
saying.
Funny.
So,
mine is more so Amazon. Amazon's like, hey, you still got that thing in your cart you was looking at 3 weeks
right?
ago? Like, man, you don't get out my cart.
Man, let me tell you what Ulta does. Ulta sends you messages that's like, hey, you got some pretty good taste. And they're talking about like what's in your shopping cart. Because sometimes I'll put stuff in there, but I won't actually buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, why are you clocking me like
right.
this? I had no intent of buying it. I just wanted the car. You know, they all do that. It's crazy.
That's funny.
Anyway, that's what we got. How do you guys feel about those things? Hit us up on Instagram and let us know. We should try to post a picture so we can get feedback on that, actually.
Because
I would love to hear what you guys think.
On the grams. And Twitter. We do have a Twitter.
All right, so moving on from that to our spotlight for the week. This week, I feel so happy to talk about this one because this person is actually a friend of mine that I have known for little years back when I started cosplaying and we all kind of did like photo shoots together and stuff, and she's amazing. And her name is Miko, aka Dr. Mikachu. That is her name on Twitch. Her Twitch is actually twitch.tv/Dr. Mikachu, Dr. Mikachu, like Pikachu, but with an M. And so she's a game designer slash developer. She's also a Twitch affiliate like myself. And I actually popped in one of her streams one day and I really enjoyed it. I had fun. She is so, like, generally a good person, and you can tell there's, like, no phoniness about that, and I'm all about that life. Her and her hubby are both, like, working on the game. They have this game coming out, and that's one of the things that they stream on there is while they're developing it.
Mm-hmm.
Her chat was, like, super interactive, and, you know, she has... It's just the whole thing was interesting to watch. The development of it. You can see all the code and stuff they're writing up. Like the artwork and stuff is in the background and you can see the characters interacting with each other. It's just interesting because there's a lot going on her stream, okay? But anyway, the name of the game that she's creating is called Code Romantic. It's a single-player game. It's a computer science puzzle game wrapped inside a sci-fi love story. That's how they described it on the website. And I love to support indie developers, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're an indie video game. So, yeah, I like to support indie developers, and that's what they do. Pretty Smart Games is the name of it. It's a creative studio. And the game isn't live yet, but you can still follow on Steam, and it's expected to go live on April 2020. And you can find out more information at www.coderomantic.com, CoderoMantic, Coderomantic. And they have preview chapters up there for free. You can give feedback while the game is still in progress, which I personally love because it's great when the developer listens to the consumer. Exactly. And the people that will be playing their games, because ultimately that's going to make you better. And it also means that they're receptive to feedback, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the goal of the game is to teach you coding. It teaches you coding through a video game.
That's smart.
Right? And so it's like you're learning, but you don't realize you're learning because you're having fun playing this awesome game.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to check it out. I followed her and everything just to make sure that I don't forget, because I definitely will. Like, I've already discussed ADD, okay? But I do have that on there to remind me when it releases in April 2020. So you guys should check it out. If you guys think that sounds really cool, because I do, and I can't wait to see more, check her out. Like, I've already given you her Twitch. It's twitch.tv/DrMikachu. I don't remember what her schedule is, but I'm sure it's on her page. You can also follow her on Instagram at EvaliaTion. I always called her Evelie. I don't know if I was saying that right, but I think it's Evelation. She even has a picture on here with a Dr. Mikachu jersey, and I think that's awesome. She's good people. They are both good people, and I'm so excited to see this game. So show them some love. Tell them we sent you. Go learn some things, all the things, and support an indie developer.
Yes, please do. Code Romantic looks cool. I'm looking at the images of it now, and it looks like it has like a very cool art style and like a diverse group of characters and stuff like that. So I think that's pretty cool. And I think we mentioned this before about me wanting to play like newer games and heading towards the indie route, which is what you recommended before, because there's a lot of indie games. So I'm definitely going to support this in April, and I hope everybody else does too.
Yeah, that was another thing I noticed as she was doing one of her Twitch streams is, yeah, there's diversity in the game, and I love the fact that she includes that. All the characters don't look the same, and there's just a lot going on. It seems like they're really taking the time and putting the work into the details of the game, and you have to appreciate that, because a lot of times these bigger studios, I feel like that falls by the wayside, and you're not, it's just a completely different feel when somebody has built this game from the ground up, you know?
Right.
So, anyway, check out Dr. Mikachu, a.k.a. Evelation. I hope I'm saying that right. Because I always called her Evelie because that was, like, her cosplay thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a whole another story for another day. Like, the whole Resident Evil thing. But she was a great Ada Wong. So that wraps it up for this episode of the Geeks Advocate podcast. You can contact us as always with comments, suggestions, or anything else at thegeeksadvocate@gmail.com. We are on Facebook and Instagram at The Geeks Advocate and Twitter at Geeks Advocate. Do you have anything else you want to add, Rain?
Don't forget to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and iHeartRadio.
So we look forward to hearing from you guys. And until the next episode,
peace.
Peace out.